准备好。
好。
我这人大概是半年没见了。
You have seen you for almost 6 months.
时间很快。
Time sure flies.
今年是教会给我的安息年。
This is my sabbatical year.
我没有想到安息年比任何一年都忙。
But I couldn't imagine
that
this has been the busiest year for me. My mother had a stroke on February 21st when she was in Shanghai. She was immobilized, half her body was immobilized. She's been in the hospital for 4 months.She finally left the hospital this week.
医生当时跟我们讲，你母亲左边是不可能再动的。
The doctor at the time told us that she would be paralyzed on her left side.
左手是完全没有希望。
There is absolutely no hope for her to use her left hand ever again.
我想大概可能动一点。
It was a possibility for her to use her left foot.
但是到三个月的时候。
But by month three, she was able to move her entire left side.
是弟兄姊妹祷告跟神医治的大能在她身上运行。
I really think it is the prayer of brothers and sisters and God's miracle working in her.
那些上海的医生跟护士们都，他们都不能相信。
The doctors and nurses in Shanghai were amazed.
因为她是92岁的老人。
Because she is 92 years old.
现在所有的管子都拔掉了。
So she does not have any more IV in her.
本来有四条管子。
At first she had 4 tubes going into her.
全部没有，然后现在可以坐轮椅。
She now is able to be in a wheelchair.
所以现在就退回家。
And we were able to wheel her home.
神还要在她身上继续做工。
The Lord has more work to do in her life.
姊妹都谢谢你的祷告。
So I'm very grateful for your prayers.
这次的夏令会。
Today begins our summer retreat.
我也没有想到，两个礼拜前是跟我们另外一位讲员，就是我介绍一下 Daniel 陈。
I just want now to introduce you to our other speaker.
Yeah.刚刚从纽约飞过来，对吧
？He flew here today from New York.
这个两个礼拜前，我跟他爸爸在新加坡一起被打疫，新加坡的夏令会里面，他父亲跟我两个做讲员。两个礼拜后，我跟他儿子做讲员。
2 weeks ago, I was a co-speaker with his father, Christian Chen, in Singapore, and 2 weeks later, now I'm co-speaker with Mr. Chen's son.
实在是主的恩典，他们父子两代都一起服侍。
It's really the grace of the Lord that both father and son can serve the Lord.
这次我们高兴就打发 Daniel 来给我们一起交通。
We're very glad that the Lord has sent our brother Chen from New York to share with us.
两个礼拜前我不知道他父亲要交通什么题目，我们都去了，到时候交通发现刚好配上了。
I wasn't sure what his father was going to share at the conference 2 weeks ago, but I went anyway. But it turns out our topics matched.
这次我也跟他问他，他要讲什么？我们一个主题就是。
This time I didn't know what he was going to share on either. We knew the topic, I wasn't sure what aspect he's going to share.
我准备了很多的东西，我相信有很多会跟Daniel 会有 overlap 的地方。
I prepared a lot of stuff, and I think some may overlap with what Daniel is going to share.
我本来想在这个会之前跟他稍微 go over 一下。
I was going to go over our sharingsBefore the meeting with him.
现在我只好先走了，先走一步。
But we didn't have a chance to do that, so I'm just going to step out first.
会后我再跟他交通。
I'll talk with him afterwards.
这次的主题是教会定规的，教会定规的。
The topic was decided for this retreat by the deacons board.
而这个题目却是神在宇宙中要做的最重要的一件事。
And this topic really does speak to the most important work of the Lord in this universe.
你如果说神自从造创造天地万物造了人以后，他现在在做什么？
If you want to ask, what is God doing ever since He created the universe and human?
你如果去读圣经的话，
If you read about it in the Bible,
你会发现神只做一件事。
You find that He is only doing one thing.
这件事就是这次我们要教导的主题。
And that is the topic of our meeting.This weekend.
所以这是一个很大很大的题目。
So it's a very large, expansive topic.
从创世纪一直讲到启示录。
From Genesis to Revelation.
所以这一次我们两个讲员用四堂要把它讲完，不可能。
So it is impossible for the two speakers in four sessions to cover it all.
那我们只有祷告。
So we can only pray.
啊，说我们。盼望这三天我们在山上。
Hopefully in these 3 days when we're up here.
我们每一个人都好好的在主面前，从早上到晚上都带着一个祷告的心，求圣灵来做这个工。
That each one of us from morning to evening keep a prayerful heart and asking the Holy Spirit to do this work.
我今天晚上要讲的题目。是大概头两题吧。
So I think I'll cover the first 2 points tonight.
一个是讲到启示与传统。
The first bullet point is revelation versus tradition.
对，然后我们要来看旧约的预表。
And then we'll look at the type in the Old Testament.
啊，我相信我们弟兄会讲到新约的见证。
I believe my brother here will talk about the New Testament.
不是我猜。
That's my guess.
不管怎么样，我们先今天晚上起个头。
So, but I want to start it off, kick it off tonight.
这是 next. 好。我们一起来读几处的圣经。
So we'll read a few scriptures together.
请我们先看我们这里。第一个解释，我们高野把启示与传统放在第一条线上，对不对？
可以 move it up a little bit. My first point is, if we want to understand what kind of church God wants to build on earth,
我们要把我们所有从人的遗传里面的概念跟世界给我们的概念全部推翻。
We have to break down all of the traditions from our human understanding as well as the traditions of the world.
因为今天我们用这个词教会。
Because today, if you talk about the word church,
你就会发现每一个人脑袋里面都有一些概念。
You will discover that everybody has some sort of concept about church.
最直觉的就是你跑到一个城。
If you go into a town,
你开车在路上。
You're driving around.
你看了很多房子，忽然间你会指那间，那个是那是什么教会？
You drive through some residential area, but also you point to a bigger building and say, oh, there's a church.
对不对？你为什么会这样讲？
Why do you say that?
因为那个房子跟别的房子都不一样。
Because that building looks different than any other building around it.
一定是房顶尖尖的。
It probably has a pointy steeple.
上面有个十字架。
Probably has a cross on top of it.
对吧？那你叫那个地方叫做教会。
And you call that place church.
所以这是信人也好，不信人也好，我们直觉上就有这么一个传统的概念。
Whether you are a Christian or not, this is your traditional understanding of church.
请你把这个东西丢掉。
I ask you now to forget about that.
或者有人说，我们现在认为的教会是一群基督徒在一起聚会，这群基督徒叫做教会。
Or some may say, my understanding of church is a bunch of Christians gathered together. So when they're Christians gathered, that's church.
最后还有牧师。
Well, there's usually a pastor too.
再有一个诗班。
Or a choir.
那么这一大群人搞在一起呢，我们叫它叫教会。
And when you see this bunch of people together, we call that church.
请你把这个丢掉。
And I see that. I ask you to discard that as well.
这些都是叫做人间的遗传，或者世界的一个原则。
All of these things are either tradition of men or elementary principles of the world.
你今天去看美国也好，其他国家要有所谓的 mega church。
Today you will see either America or throughout the world there are some mega churches。
你到那里去的时候，有很大很大的 building 可以坐几万人。
They have a huge building. They can see thousands, tens of thousands of people.
对，那边除了有可以聚会的聚会厅之外
，besides a meeting hall，
还有麦当劳。
They may have a McDonald's in
there. 对，还有ATM machine 还有 bank，
they have ATMs.
对，他们现在付钱的时候是用 credit card 可以付钱。
You can offer tithes via your credit card.
对，所以今天的现代科技把教会变成了一个人礼拜天聚集，可以听牧师讲道，可以听诗班献诗，可以在那里大唱的大唱诗，不管你要怎么唱，唱都可以。
Today's understanding of a church is the place you go on Sunday, you hear the pastor speak, and you listen to the choir sing, and you can do whatever you want in church. We call such an organization the church. I think we need to discard that as well. What is church as according to the Bible? We need to understand that through Revelation.
我们来看几处的圣经。
Let's read a few more scriptures.
请我们先打开马太福音。
Gospel of Matthew.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
我要让大家看，圣经里面有一些最基本的东西，它不是人可以告诉我。
I want to show you some very basic things in the scriptures, but it's not something that men can tell us.
必须经过启示。
It has to be understood through revelation.
好，那我们来看十一章的这个二十五节。
Matthew 11 from verse 25.
我们要念到二十七节。
To 27.
对。那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事像聪明通达的人就藏起来，像婴孩就显出来。
That time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and have revealed them to infants.
父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
Yes, Father, for this way was well pleasing in your sight.
一切所有的都是父交付我的。
All things have been handed over to me by my Father.
我们一起念下面这一段。
Let's read the next verse together.
No one does the Father,
nor is anyone the Father, except
the Son, the
Son will reveal him.
这是一句非常重要的话。
It's a very important verse.
在这句话的里头，告诉我们一个很重要的，关于神自己的事情。
This verse tells us something important about God Himself.
这段话的context 是耶稣去几个大臣传道。
The context before this verse is that Jesus went to several larger cities to preach.
跟这些比较有文化的不是乡下人的讲道。
He spoke to those who were better educated than the folks from the rural towns.
你如果去读第二十节，你就看出来。
You can see that from verse 20.
耶稣去这些城市讲道的时候，那些城市人讥笑他，不接受他，不相信他。
When Jesus went into these cities, people of these cities did not love him.
因为他们觉得耶稣是一个乡下人。
Because they regarded Jesus as somebody from the countryside.
那你会发现，当耶稣把该讲的道讲给他们听以后，他们虽然不接受，耶稣却很高兴。
So you'll see that after Jesus preached his messages, even though the city folks did not accept him, Jesus was happy about that.
假如是我们的话，我们讲完道人不听，我们很沮丧。
But for me, after my message, people did not want to hear me anymore or listen to me, it's very discouraging to me.
对吧？这是人之常情。
It's natural for a human to feel that way.
但耶稣不是这样反应。
But that wasn't Jesus' reaction.
他传完道，人不信，他很高兴。
After he preached his messages to the city, people didn't want him, he was happy.
他就欢乐起来，向神、向父神感谢。
He thanked the Father.
然后他就说，父啊，你的美意本是如此。
He said, "For this way was well pleasing in your sight."
为什么呢？
Why?
关于神的事。
Because things concerning God.
有一个原则。
There's such a principle for it.
说他向聪明通达的人就隐藏了。
Those things have been hidden from the wise and intelligent.
像婴孩呢，就显明了。
But they were revealed to infants.
所以你就会发现在这里有两种对象。
Here are two comparisons.
聪明通达的是一类。
There's a type of people who are wise and intelligent.
婴孩是一类。
And there's another type of people.
那你会发现这个道出去的时候。
When the word of the Lord is preached.
那么聪明通达的人就拒绝。
Those who are wise and intelligent, they rejected them.
神就向他们藏起来。
And God then hid himself from them.
可是像另外一类人，像婴孩一样的。
The other group were like infants.
神就向他们启示。
God revealed himself to them.
你看到这里有一个很重要的原则在这里。
This is a very important principle.
主耶稣讲道的时候。
When Jesus preached.
他常常会用一些比喻讲一些真理。
He will often use parables to explain this truth.
有的时候耶稣会解释这个我刚刚讲的比喻什么意思，比如说撒种的比喻。
Sometimes he will explain what his parable meant for like such as the parable of the sower.
但是很多的时候耶稣是讲比喻讲完就没有下文了。
A lot of times after Jesus spoke his parables, he would just be done.
那他的门徒就发现这个区别待遇。
And the disciples discovered how they were treated differently.
就问耶稣说。
And they asked him.
为什么你有这样的区别待遇呢？
Why do you do that?
这是记载在马太十三章。
That question was in Matthew chapter 13.
耶稣说，像你们我就解释是什么意思。
Then Jesus said to them, "To you I will explain."
像他们。我只讲比喻就没有解释。
But to them, I will only speak my parable, but I will not explain.
因为他们听却没有听。
Because they hear, but they don't miss it.
他们看却看不明白。
They see, but they do not understand.
所以都是在那里听讲道。
So we have all these people listening to him preach.
甚至都经验了主耶稣用五饼二鱼神迹来使他们都有饭吃。
Even all of them experienced the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish.
可是不是每一个人都知道主到底在讲什么。
But not all of them understand what Jesus is saying.
看到没有？所以我这些年来传道也有相当一段日子。
So thinking about my experience of preaching for all these years.
我就发现的确确是如此。
I've discovered it's truly so.
我不管台下有三个人也好， 有三百人也好。
Regardless of whether only three people were sitting at a CTP or 300.
No difference.
There is really no difference.
总有人听了却听不懂。
There will be some who heard but don't understand.
总有人听了却发动。
But there will be some who heard and grasped the truth.
这是在从耶稣到现在都没有改变的事。
That is the truth that from Jesus' time to now never changed.
所以我第一个点我要提出来。
So my first point is,
我们来到有一些属灵重要的这个点上的时候。
When you come to some key points in spiritual things,
不是人能够讲给你听你就听懂了。
It is not to be explained to you by men's words.
它必须是启示。
It must be understood through revelation.
好，那么刚刚我们读的这段话，马太的十一章。
Earlier we read in Matthew chapter 11.
有两个点是人一点办法没有。
There are two points that we can't do anything about.
刚刚我们读的时候有没有发现，第一个点是谁
？What was the first point?
除了一讲到父神，他是谁？
When you're talking about who the Father is,
全宇宙中 in the whole universe,
in the entire universe,
谁知道父？
Who knows the Father?
耶稣在这里说很清楚。
Jesus says clearly that only the Son knows the Father.
只有子才真正认识父是谁。
Only the Son knows who the Father is.
这是 exclusive, 就是。只有唯一的。
This is very exclusive knowledge to him.
第一个点，第二个。
First point. Second point.
讲到耶稣是谁，子是谁。
Concerning the point of who Jesus is, who the Son is.
在这个宇宙中，谁知道
？In all the universe, who knows that?
父知道。
The Father.
看到没有？所以你就会发现，耶稣在这里讲得非常清楚。关于认识父是谁，你必须去一个地方来找答案。
So Jesus says clearly that if you want to know who the Father is, there's only one place you can go and find the answer.
绝对不是神学院。
Not seminary schools.
也不是牧师。
Not your pastor.
也不是你哥哥，也不是你妈妈，也不是你爸爸。
Not your father, mother, or your brother.
谁可以告诉你父是谁？
Who can tell you who the Father is?
耶稣说，只有子知道。
Jesus said only the Son knows.
对吧？所以你要认识父是谁，你要去找耶稣。耶稣。他告诉你
In order to know who the Father is, you have to go to Jesus.
他指示你
He will,
是圣经用的词
He will teach you, you point you the way.
Reveal to you.
He'll reveal me to you.
那么至于耶稣是谁
As to who Jesus is,
你就会发现只有一位知道
Only one knows.
耶稣说只有父知道子是谁
Only the Father knows.
所以如果要认识耶稣是谁
So if you want to know who Jesus is,
你要去哪里
Where do you go?
你要去找谁
Who do you go see? You go see the Heavenly Father.
只有父能够启示你耶稣是谁。
Only He can reveal to you who Jesus is.
所有人跟你讲的都有限。
Whatever else people tell you are limited.
非常的有限。
Very limited.
而且甚至是曲扭。
Or sometimes even incorrect.
你如果没有得到父的启示，你不可能知道是谁。
Unless you receive the revelation from the Father, you wouldn't know who the Son is.
这是十一章的一个非常重要的一个点。
That's an important key in chapter 11.
好，然后你抓住这个点以后，你就进到十六章。
And if you hold on to that point, let's go to chapter 16.
看到十六章的时候，耶稣是在整本圣经里面第一次要讲教会史。
In chapter 16, this is the first mention in the Bible of Jesus talking about the church.
好，那我们来看十六章。我们要从十三节。
Read from verse 13.
到二十一节。
21.
好吧。我念一节，你念一节。
We'll take turns reading from the pulpit.
耶稣到了该撒利亚菲律宾境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
Verse 14. And they say, some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”
Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你们。” 乃是我在天上的父指示的。
I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Then he warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ.
从此，耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。好，这段圣经。
So in this passage,
这是整本圣经第一次神向人启示另外一个奥秘，这个奥秘叫做教会。
It is the first time in the Bible that God reveals the mystery of church to His people.
那你会发现，在这一段谈话里头
，Discover that in this conversation.
耶稣特别把他们带到一个山上去。
Jesus led them onto a mountain.
如果你去读这个圣经地图，关于该撒利亚和腓立比这个境内的话，你去找。
If you look on a map concerning the district of Caesarea Philippi.
你去圣经地图看的时候，你会发现它就是今天的戈兰高地，就是在以色列北边靠近叙利亚交界的那个地方。
It is now where the border of Syria is in the Golan Heights.
要不要试试你的地图？你后面圣经的地图。
If you want, you can look at the map behind your Bible.
你就会找到这个地点，在这个巴勒斯坦的北边。
It's on the north side of Palestine.
对。你如果有这个迦南地的地图，你如果看到这个北边的时候，你在这个你就会看到这个地点叫做该撒利亚的腓立比。那个地点就是今天犹太人、以色列人跟叙利亚人在那边争吵。到底属于谁的？
This is also in today's time an area of conflict between Israel and Syria.
那是一个什么地方呢？是一个高原。
It is elevated. It's a height.
一个 high plateau.
It's a plateau.
你如果回头向北看，你可以看到黑门山。
If you look north from there, you'll see Mount Hermon.
你如果向下看，你可以看到加利利海。
You can see the Sea of Galilee.
有一点像哪里呢？像我们标语旁边不是有这个湖叫做 Lake Sammamish?
It's kind of like there's Lake Sammamish next to Bellevue.
Lake Sammamish 过去叫做什么？ Plateau.
And to the east of it is the plateau.
有没有？那 plateau 的那边你可以看到是 Mount Rainier。
And from the plateau,
it's about to be here. 是给你们没有去过的
比喻。Try to
draw analogy here. 你站在 plateau 上，你向下看，可以看到整个 Sammamish 这个西雅图标有这一块的平原。
If you stand on the top of the plateau, you can see the Lake Sammamish, you can see Bellevue, you can see into Seattle.
对吧？你向南看，你可以看到这个 Mountain.
If you look south from the plateau, you see.
你站在这个地方，你就可以想象。耶稣把他带到这个山上来。
Imagine standing on top of the plateau and Jesus there with his disciples.
也就是说，在主在这个地方要向他们启示一个很重要的真理。
He brought them there to reveal to them a very important truth.
远离属地的一切搅扰。
He wants to take them away from the distractions of the world.
就像主要当年要把律法赐给摩西的时候，叫摩西上。西乃山是同样的道理。
It's kind of like back in the day when God wants to speak to Moses, He brought him up to Mount Sinai.
神要把他律法向他的百姓启示的时候，不是在平原上启示。
He did not reveal His law to His people in a valley.
在谈山上。
He wanted to speak from the mountain.
因为这是属天的真理。
Because this is a heavenly truth.
你必须来到这个山上来接受神的启示。
You have to go up to the mountain to receive from God.
就像我们今天跑到这个小山上来了。
We're kind of on the plateau today.
但是我们在这里遇见神。
May we meet the Lord here today.
我们遇见神，就是神把他的重要的真理来向我们启示。
When we meet the Lord, He will give us His important truth.
那天主要启示什么是教会。
That day, Jesus wants to reveal to society what the church is.
主问两个问题。
He asked two questions.
第一，别人说我是谁。
When is who do people say the Son of Man is?
那你会发现，众说纷纭了。
There's several answers.
有人说你是施洗约翰。
Some say John the Baptist.
Some
say Elijah.
Some say Elijah. Some say Jeremiah
or one of the prophets.
这都是神重用的大仆人。
Those are great servants of the Lord.
那么他们对耶稣的认识就是说，你也就是神这些众仆人中间的一位。
So their understanding of Jesus is that he was among one of God's great servants.
从人的观点来看，这对耶稣的评价。是蛮高的，从人的观点。
From a man's perspective, it's a pretty high praise to Jesus.
但是，完全错。
But that is erroneous.
耶稣不置可否。
This is not what Jesus was
saying. 紧接着第二个问题。
He then asked the second question.
你们说我是谁？
Who then do you say I am?
因为这里十二个人是跟随主有一段日子。
Because these 12 people have been following Jesus for quite a while.
别人说耶稣是谁？因为他是外邦人。
What others say who Jesus is because they're not experts. They're looking at him from a traditional viewpoint.
从他们民族的传统里面来看人。
The tradition of their nation.
所以他们的结论就是说，耶稣啊，你会行神迹，你会讲道，那就跟我们古时候这些先知一样。
So their conclusion is that Jesus is you can do miracles and you can preach, then you must be like those prophets of old days.
都不对。
That's not correct.
到底耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
那彼得就回答。
Peter answered.
彼得回答说：“你是那基督，是永生神的儿子。”
You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
耶稣马上就反驳。
And Jesus immediately reacted to that.
耶稣说什么？西门巴约拿就是约拿的儿子。
He said, Simon Barjona.
你是有福的。
Blessed are you.
为什么有福
？Why is he blessed?
因为你刚刚所说的。不是属血气的人指示你的。
Because flesh and blood do not reveal this to you.
是谁指示你的
？Who then reveals this? My Father who is in heaven.
看到没有？这就是应验了十一章那句话。
So this fulfilled what he said in chapter 11.
对不对？要知道耶稣是谁。
You want to know who Jesus is.
只有一个人可以告诉你。
Only one person can reveal that truth to you.
谁？
你发没？
啊，为什么彼得有福？
And then why is Peter called blessed?
他得到这个父来的启示。
Because he received that revelation from God.
所以耶稣说你是有福的。
So then Jesus said you are blessed.
看见没有？这叫做启示。
This is what is revelation.
前面人所说的那个第一个问题，那些人所有说的都是没有启示的话。
All the answers to the first question are spoken from people without revelation.
只有这一个人，他得到启示。
But this one, Peter, he had a revelation.
看见没有？好了，根据这一个启示。
So based upon this revelation.
耶稣就开始讲话了。
Jesus began speaking.
那如果你看下一章，对，你会发现在这里耶稣讲话，他说：“我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会。”建造在这磐石上。
Jesus said, "I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church."
这是第一次提到教会。
This is the first mention of church.
哦，那你会发现，谁建教会
？So who builds the church?
这是我们的主题。
This is our topic. Who's building this church?
耶稣在这里说，谁建教会啊
？Who does Jesus say is building this church?
啊，我要建立我的教会。
I will build my church.
弟兄姊妹，不是任何人可以建立教会。
It is not any person who can build a church.
耶稣在这里说，我的教会只有我可以建。
Jesus said, only I will build my church.
听清楚吗？只有耶稣可以建教会。
Only Jesus can build church.
而这个教会是建立在一个磐石上。
And this church is built upon a rock.
他说，我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上。
This rock.From this rock, I will build my church.
很可惜，天主教解这节圣经的时候，就说这磐石就是彼得。
Unfortunately, the Catholic Church, when they interpret this verse, they think this rock means Peter.
那如果这是 彼得是指的彼得说的话。
If this rock is Peter,
那这个教会天天地震。
Then this church will experience earthquake all the time.
为什么？
Why?
他现在很高兴。
Because Peter is doing so well here.
为什么高兴？因为耶稣当着众人来保养他。
He's doing so well because he was praised by Jesus in front of
everybody. 他们十二人在一起，天天谈论一个问题，就是谁。
Because you know, among the 12, they often discuss who is the greatest among them.
那今天耶稣公然表扬我，那就意思说，我是与众不同哦。
So today, since Jesus publicly praised Peter, so he must feel pretty special.
所以他是非常高兴的。
He's pretty happy then.
这是毫无疑问的。假使我们任何人站在彼得的这位置上，我们都有相同的反应。
I think each one of us, if we're standing in his shoes, would probably have the same reaction.
但是他高兴没有过多少分钟。
But his joy only lasted a little while.
你把刚刚那个话往下读的话，
if you read on from this chapter,
我们没有读，你往下读，很多人读过。
Just continue on from where we stopped earlier.
大概就在一分钟到两分钟之后。
Maybe one or two minutes later after this first conversation.
彼得本来是在天上。
Peter was floating in heaven.
对吗？他非常高兴。
He's very happy.
但是耶稣说：“撒旦，退到我后面去。”
Jesus did later say to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan."
所以你会发现他好像又从撒旦从天上掉下来。
So it's like Satan, he had fallen from his head.
对不对？所以这是大地震。
So it feels like an earthquake.
所以如果主耶稣把他的教会建造彼得的身上的话，那是叫教会不是天天有地震。
So if Jesus did indeed build his church on Peter, then there's lots of shaking going on.
所以这个解经是错的。
So that is not a correct interpretation.
这里讲呐喊是指的什么说？
So when Jesus says this rock, he is talking about.
就是指着父的显示主。
He is talking about the revelation of the Father.
彼得得到是从哪里来的？
What Peter received was from.
父给的启示。
Was from the Father.
所以你会发现，他第一个启示是指着父的启示主。
So the first revelation is a revelation from the Father.
根据这个启示，第二个启示就来了。耶稣说：“我要建立我的教会在这个磐石上。”
And the second revelation, Jesus said, "I will build my church upon this rock."
所以你就会发现，耶稣启示教会给我们。
Jesus revealed the truth about church to us.
而且是跟他发生关系。
And the church has to do with him.
如果教会跟他不发生关系，那只是一个犹太人的religious gathering。是一个宗教的团体而已。
If a church doesn't have anything to do with Jesus, then it's but a religious gathering.
我后面会说一点，我会。
We'll talk about that later.
我点一下吧。所以你会发现，他在这里启示关于教会是跟他有关系，是他的连接。
The revelation about church has everything to do with Jesus.
然后他就说，在这里，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And then he said the third thing that the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
这是在人类的四千年历史里头第一次听见神告诉我们他要做一件事情是魔鬼打不败
的打不垮的。First time you hear in all of human history that God says this thing I'm going to do is not going to get overpowered by Satan.
你会发现在创世纪里面第一章第一节自从神创造天地万物以后
In Genesis, ever since the day that that God created heaven and earth,
原来是一个美好的宇宙。
It was a beautiful universe before.
有天使，没有人。
At the time, there were no people.
在那段历史的时间里头。
In that period of time, before humans were created,
你会发现有天使中间发生矛盾。
And there was.Trouble among the angels.
好，然后神就把他从天上打到地上。
And then God struck down the archangel and threw his minions to the earth.
所以才有第二节说的地变成空虚混沌，渊渊黑暗。
And then that's what you see in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 that the earth became void.
然后神就花了六天把它修起来。
And then God spent 6 days reconstructing it.
然后第六天创造了亚当与夏娃。
And on the sixth day, he created men and women.
然后神安息，他说 very good, 非常满意，他就安息。
And then he saw that it was all very good, and then he rested.
但你要注意一件事。
But pay attention to this.
神造了亚当夏娃，本来是希望从他的身上来打败他的仇敌。
God's God created Adam and Eve, and his hope was that through Adam and Eve, he was able to overcome, overcome Satan.
但你会发现，亚当夏娃非但没有打败那一只，蛇。
Unfortunately, not only did Adam and Eve not able to overcome the serpent, they were actually deceived by the serpent.
所以你会发现，从创世纪开始，亚当夏娃一直到主耶稣，差不多10000年的历史。
So from the days of Adam and Eve to the time of Jesus, approximately 4,000 years of history.
在这4000年的历史里头，神做了很多恢复的工作，在犹太人身上。
God did a lot of rebuilding in the life of the Israelites for those years.
都叫做扶不起的阿斗，才做好了又掉下去，才做好了又掉下去。
But it's kind of like one step forward, two step back with the Israelites.
所以，在整个的历史里头，你看见神所有的工作都受到魔鬼的破坏。
So in this period of human history, all of God's work was destroyed. Not disturbed by the devil.
Destroyed by
Satan.
那么你就会发现，现在耶稣神的儿子亲自来到这个地上，他要做一件事。
So now the Son of God came into this world. He will do this.
他告诉我们，这件事情是我做的。
He said, "This thing is something I will build."
然后打一个 guarantee warranty.
And he had a warranty attached to this project. That warranty is.
阴间的权柄。
That the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
这是耶稣对他所建立的教会的把握性。
This is the kind of assurance Jesus has toward the church that he will build.
所以你不要小看教会。
So don't look at church lightly.
这是神的杰作 masterpiece.
It is the masterpiece of God.
在这个杰作里头，要让撒旦没话说。
And in this masterpiece. Satan will no longer have a voice.
所以我但愿每一个弟兄姊妹对教会要有一个正确的认识。
So I really do hope each one of you will have a correct understanding of what church is.
因为我们今天在所谓的教会。
We today are in a so-called church.
你看到的都是让你灰心、让你失望的事情。
You'll see a lot of things in church that leaves you discouraged and disheartened.
对不对？
Right?
你不管你在哪一个团体，
Regardless of what fellowship you're in，
你常常就会发现你受伤、你灰心、你失望。
Sometimes you feel you're hurt by the people around you. You're disappointed or discouraged.
这个不但是弟兄姊妹是如此，连传道人都是如此。
Not only do all you feel that way, pastors feel that way too.
所以，这个到底教会是什么东西？怎么会？ 好像教会里的人跟黑暗跟这黑暗跟外面社会上的人黑暗好像差不多。
So what is the problem? Why is the darkness in God's church seem kind of the same as the darkness in this world?
甚至有过之而无不及啊。
Sometimes even worse.
所以造成很多很多的人不来教会，失望了。
And cause a lot of people to be disheartened about church and to stop coming.
被教会的弟兄姐妹绊倒。Or
they were stumbled by brothers and sisters.
被教会传道人绊倒。Or
they were stumbled by the preacher.
这种事情太多了。But
those things happen so frequently.
所以你就会觉得，到底什么是教会？So
you wonder what exactly is church?
但是我要让你从耶稣的眼光来看，不要从人类的眼光来看。
I want you to look at church from Jesus' viewpoint, not from the world's viewpoint.
就跟耶稣问门徒说，我是谁的时候，你不要从传统去看。
Just like Jesus asked the question, who do you say I am? Do not regard him from traditional viewpoint.
你从传统来看，怎么看都不走眼。
If you look at from traditional viewpoint, you would not see him correctly.
你只有从天父来看。
Only when you see Jesus from the view of the Heavenly Father.
怎么样？你要知道什么是教会吗？
And by the same token, do you want to know what church is?
你不要从传统来看。
Don't look at church from tradition. Look at it from.
好，从耶稣基督来看，从启示来看。From
the revelation of Jesus.
对，你如果没有从耶稣基督的启示来看，你永远不知道什么是教会。
You will not understand what church is unless you're viewing it from the revelation of Jesus Christ.
9年前吧，我跟我妻子去欧洲旅游一次。
About 9 years ago, my wife and I took a trip to Europe.
我想你到欧洲去，你看见最多的就是教堂。
In Europe, you see a lot of old churches.
你如果到中国去，到台湾去，你看到最多的是庙宇。
Kind of like when you go to China or Taiwan, you see a lot of old temples.
对不对？那到欧洲去呢，你看见的就是各式各样的教堂。
In Europe, you see all kinds of churches.
还有很大。
Some very big.
对不对？那到英国，到伦敦，你要看见的就是那个什么，那个叫什么 ？Westminster 教堂叫法国。
So the one you want to see in London is the Westminster Abbey.
到法国，到每个国家都有。
Any European country see
that? 但它都有共同点。
There is one commonality between all these churches.
非常这个。
They are grand.
庄严
They are
very 好像很神圣
They look very serious.
但是里面都是坟
But it's full of tombstones.
啊，皇帝也葬在里头。
There's all kinds of people buried there. Kings were buried there.
主教葬在里头。
Popes were buried there.
牛顿也葬在里头。
The Hume was buried behind
the church. 达尔文也葬在里头。
Darwin was buried behind the church.
所有名人都葬在里头。
All the famous, powerful people were buried.
欧洲人叫这个叫 church.
The Europeans call those places church.
所以你的结论是，什么是 church？ 就是埋葬死人的地方。
You can draw that conclusion. Church is where the dead people are buried.
你如果从这种人的传统来看这些东西，越看越不像。
If you're looking at this from a traditional men's perspective, then it will leave you very disappointed.
因为这不是耶稣所启示。
Because that is not what Jesus revealed.
耶稣的身体里头不会装达尔文。
Jesus, Darwin was not buried in Jesus.
对不对？教会是基督的身体，身体里面装的都是。
The church is the body of Christ. We don't want these dead people to bury this body.
但是这个教会，它不是仅仅停在子的启示这里。
So the church is not just the revelation of the Son.
它有很大的权柄。
It also holds great authority.
对这个权柄，在教会里有什么权柄？他说天国的钥匙给你。
The authority is that the keys of the kingdom of heaven will be given to it.
在地上捆绑，在天上就捆绑；在地上释放，天上就释放。
Whatever is bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever is loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
教会有通天的本权柄，通天的。
So the church has heavenly authority.
今天。没有一个总统，没有皇帝有这个本事。
No king and no president has that kind of.
他能够统治这个国家就不错。
It's good enough for a person to have control of a country.
但你会发现，教会的权柄是跟天联合在一起。
But the authority of the church is heaven bound.
这是不得了的一件事。
It's tremendous power.
这么大的能力。
Such tremendous power.
但是他必须在第三个启示里。
It must be in the third revelation.
对，这就是21节的。
That is in verse 21.
对，从此耶稣才指示门徒。
From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples.
指示就是启示。
Show also reveal.
就是有了前面两个启示之后，下面才来到第三个启示。
Now we had the first two revelation. Jesus is about to tell them his third revelation.
这个启示是什么呢？
And what is that third revelation?
他讲他自己。
He's talking about himself.
他说我必须上耶路撒冷。
He must go to Jerusalem.
受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦。
Suffer many things from the elders and chief priests.
如果耶稣停在这个地方，然后下面说，但是我后来我就统统把他打败了。
If Jesus were to stop here and say, but I will overcome all of them.
我就登基做王。
And I will take the throne.
你猜彼得什么反应？
Guess what Peter's reaction would be.
好。
He would be so glad.
我们跟你一起去。
He would say, I will go with you.
但这不是耶稣说的。
But that's not what Jesus said.
耶稣说，我是要去耶路撒冷，这是大君王的城。
He said, yes, I will go to Jerusalem because that's the city of the king.
但是我不是上宝座。
But I'm not going there to take the throne.
我到那里去要受许多的侮辱。
I will suffer many things there.
这些祭司长、这些文士、这些宗教的人士要逼迫我。
These elders and chief priests, friends, they will persecute me.
不但如此。
Not only so.
还要把我杀。
They will kill me.
但是第三天我要从死里复活。
But I will be raised up on the third day.
但是彼得只听到我要被杀，就听不下去。
I think Peter only heard that he will be killed in part.
对不对？他就生气了。
He got upset.
我们中文没有翻译出来生气，但是英文是生气了。他说拉着他劝他，或者中文的翻译，英文是 rebuke him。
The English version said Peter took his side and began to rebuke him.
就表示彼得非常激动。
He really spoke of his true emotion at the moment.
我想这个时候彼得在想一件事。
I think at that moment Peter was thinking.
既知如此，何必当初？
If you know you're going to die, then what are we doing?
啊，你早点不想。
Why didn't you tell us earlier?
现在我已经跟你超了三年了。
Now I've spent 3 years of my life with you.
我撇下一切跟随你啊。
Given up all that I owned and I followed you.
对不对？你如果说现在跟我上，带我们去耶路撒冷登基做王，把罗马政权推翻，那我们跟你拼了。
He's willing, I'm willing to go with you if you say you're going to go take the throne and overthrow the Roman government.
但是你并不是这样讲的。
But that's not what you're saying.
你讲你要去死啊。
You said you're going to go and be killed.
那。一死就白了。
But isn't it all over?
If you die, 空谈。
Then we have nothing.
所以彼得很激动，拉住他，万万不可以如此啊！
So Peter became upset, and he took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him.
他要拦住他。
He wants to stop him.
从人的老学生对老师的人情来讲，彼得的反应可以理解。
From a human emotion of what a student feels towards his teacher, I think it's understandable that Peter felt this way.
谁舍得自己的老师去受苦，去被他杀掉呢？
You don't want your teacher and mentor to be
tortured
and killed.
从人情来说，应该要劝耶稣不要去做这些冲动、鲁莽的事情。
So out of human emotion, you think maybe he should try to stop Jesus from doing this.
但你看见耶稣在这里说什么？
But what is Jesus' reaction?
撒旦，
Get behind me, Satan.
因为你体贴人的意思，没有体贴神的意思。
Because you're not setting your mind on God's interests and demands.
所以你就会发现，在这个地方，主就启示给我们一件很重要的真理。
So here, Jesus revealed another very important truth to us.
你真的认识什么是教会？
Do you really want to know what His church is?
你必须跟着我走，走这条十字架上。
You must follow me upon the way of the cross.
在这条路的终点，你才能够得到什么叫做真正的教会。
Only at the end of that road will you truly understand what my church is.
凡是在十字架之前的都不是教会。
Before the time of the cross, there is no church.
你要听懂这句话非常重要。
Understand.
今天晚上的 punchline 就在这一点。
This is the punchline tonight.
对，只有经过十字架之后。能够复活的那个叫做教会。
Only those who've gone through the way of the cross and are able to resurrect, that is the church.
走完这条路才算数。
It only counts when you finish this path.
没有走完这条路都是不能够蒙神悦纳。
If you did not finish the way of the cross, God is not pleased by it.
彼得只能接受这个十字架之前的东西。彼得没有办法接受十字架之后的东西。
Peter can accept it.All the things pre-cross, but he's not able to accept the things post-cross.
这就是我们每一个人的问题。
That's all of our problems too.
今天我们在教会里面，你就会发现我们有很多感触。
Today in our church, you see many difficult things.
对吗？我们弟兄姊妹之间有难处。
You have conflicts between brothers and sisters.
执事长老之间有难处。牧师跟传道人之间有难。牧师跟这个执事会里面有难处。
Conflict between preacher and deacons, and conflict between the elders and deacons.
对吗？这个事情你在教会久了，你就自然而然发生，就看见了。
These are things you'll see if you've been to a church long enough.
我常常发现，很多弟兄姊妹最热心的时候，刚刚信主，刚刚受洗，啊，真的火热。
I feel the Christians are most fervent in the Lord when they're first baptized.
对不对？对主对他来讲非常新鲜，弟兄姊妹个个像天使。
The Lord is so new and fresh to them, and everybody, all the brothers and sisters look like angels.
可是这种蜜月期不会超过半年的。
But this honeymoon period would only last maybe 6 months.
对不对？过了半年以后，开始发现人间香火，上什么？什么东西？
Six months later, you really see the true colors of people around you.
慢慢慢慢，教会里面看见 怎么天使都一个一个变成魔鬼了？
Angelic faces don't look so angelic anymore.
所以你就会发现，你就开始对人失望，对教会失望。
So you become disappointed in people, disappointed in the church.
那么你慢慢就觉得，哎呀，我的意见没人接纳，那我就走吧。
So your conclusion is that nobody can understand my point of view, then I'll just leave.
对对，这是在各地的教会，你都看到同样的事情。
That's the same kind of phenomenon happening in all the churches throughout.
我最近一直常常。不但在我们的教会有讲到，到别的教会也去讲到，别的教会讲完道找我的，所谈的问题大概十个，八个都是这一类的问题。我什么时候该走
？When I go to other churches, when I preach there, people will come to me and talk to me afterwards. And eight out of ten, the question to me is, when should I leave this church?
我实在受不了。
I can't take it anymore.
对不对？我说我们教会有同样的问题。
And I say, you know, my church has the same problem.
我们常觉得我所在的教会是天下最黑暗的教会。
We always feel the church that I'm going to is the worst church in the world.
我要去找一个比这个教会好的教会。
I need to find a better one.
你听过这个笑话吗？这是真的故事吗
？This is actually a true story.
以前在二十世纪初、19世纪末，美国有一个很有名的传道人叫 Moody L. Moody.
In the end of 19th century, beginning of 20th century, a famous American preacher called D.L. Moody. Once after a big evangelical meeting, a sister came to see him.
有姐妹就跟这个穆迪说：“穆迪牧师啊，你的道实在是棒。”
The sister said, "Pastor Moody, I really enjoyed your message."
我也知道你是神的大仆人，世界各地你都去过。
And I know that you are a great servant of the Lord, and you serve throughout the world.
你好好告诉我。你看过这么多教会，最完美的教会在哪里
？Can you tell me after all the churches you've been to, where is the most perfect church？
穆迪就问他姐妹啊，你为什么要找这样的一个教会
？And Pastor Moody asked, "Why are you looking for such a church？"
真的跟你讲，我实在是对我们现在的教会非常失望。
She said, "Truthfully told, I'm very disappointed in my current church."
所以我想换一个教会。
So I'm looking for a new one.
我现在很自由，你告诉我在哪里，我就去就是。
I can go anywhere. You tell me where that is, and I'll go.
穆迪说。
Pastor Moody said.
我是好像知道有这么一个地方。
So yeah, I kind of do know of a place.
但是我不可以告诉你。
But I can't tell you.
为什么你不可以告诉我
？She said, "Why can't you tell me?"
因为你一去就不完全。
Because when you get there, it wouldn't be perfect anymore.
没有一个完
人。There is not a single perfect person on earth.
所以在地上也不可能有一个完美的教会。
So it's impossible to have a perfect church right now on earth.
所以你要换教会。
So if you're looking for a different church.
可能越换越糟，跟结婚差不多。
It could get worse.
离了很多婚，结了很多，最后发现第一个老婆还是最好。
Or with those people who've been divorced and married many times, you know.Kind of the meaning behind that.
对，我们永远不以现状为满足。
So you never be happy with your current situation.
对，我们总是觉得草是另外一边的焦虑。
The grass is always greener on the other side.
这不是神的旨意。
But that is not God's will.
你去看这个保罗的书信也好，这个启示录的七封书信也好。
If you're looking at letters of Paul or the seven letters to the seven churches in Revelation,
不管你在新约里面看哪一封写给教会的信
，regardless of which letter you're looking at，
有好的教会，有很糟糕的教会。
There's always churches that are doing better, and there's always churches that are doing worse.
从来也没看到传道人会这样写信说，如果你的教会不好，赶快跑。
But none of the writers ever said leave your current church because it's so bad.
没有一封信这样讲。
The epistles never said that.
那么你说教会不好怎么办
？Then you said, "What do I do if I'm unhappy with my church?"
每个情形都不太一样，每个教会的情形不太一样。
There are different levels of faith in different churches.
但是主对到末世，在启示录的七个教会里面。主说的同样的一句话，就是说你要在那个教会，不管是好的 不管是坏的，做你的圣子。
But if you look at the seven letters to seven churches, they're good and they're, some are bad. But at the end, God, Jesus always says, you should become an overcomer.
信教会最糟的大概就是那个所谓的撒底教会。
I think the worst of the seven is the church of Sardis.
因为撒底教会按名是活的，其实是死的。
Because Jesus said, you say you're alive and you, you're dead.
那封信里面没有，圣灵没有说，你们通通给我搬到最好的教会，叫做。
But even in that, the Spirit can say, all of you should leave and go to Philadelphia.
那个最糟糕的教会，主还说，那边有几名穿白衣与我同行。
But even to the worst church, Jesus did say, some of you do wear the white linen, you walk with me.
保罗说，你们就是要找那些清心祷告主的人，追求圣洁。
Paul said you are to seek to be holy, to be one that prays.
所以不管你在哪里，你都可以找到最起码几个人穿白衣与主同行。
So regardless of where you are, you will find those who wear the white linen garment and follow the Lord.
就是这几个少数的，神就承认我们。
Even if there's just a few, God will recognize us.
所以，教会，你觉得有这个这样那样的问题？这并不是新闻，从古以来都是如此。
So it's not news that you find many troubles in your church.
但是为什么神把我放在这个地方呢
？But then why does God place you in this place?
因为前面两个部分，对基督徒来讲，都是神白白给我们。
Because the first two revelations you see up there is freely given to us.
但是第三个是我们每一个基督徒都要在神把你安排的地方所学的功课。
But the third is something that each one of us Christians must do and learn in a place that God has put you.
如果一切都是完美，那已经是在天堂了。
If everything is perfect, then you're already in heaven.
天堂不需要十字架。
But heaven has no need for the cross.
只要在地上就有十字架。
But so long as you're living on the earth.
也就是说，在不完全的里面，神借着十字架把我们带到完全。
What it means is in this imperfect place, God through the cross will bring us into perfection.
所以这个是我们在讲到耶稣向我们启示什么是教会的时候，我们一定要抓到这三个重要的点。
Here, these are the three points you have to understand when you try to understand Jesus' revelation concerning the church.
离开这个没有教会。
Aside from these three things, there is no church.
今天有太多的人有很多圣经的知识。有很多的服事可能是一个很伟大的传道人。
There are many people out there with lots of knowledge of the Bible, or they serve a great deal in the church, or they're a great preacher.
但是有一天神会说，我根本不认识。
But one day God, Jesus could say to you, I do not know you.
所以到那一天，你会发现，你会传道，你会医病，你会赶鬼，都不值钱。
So on that day, you discover that the fact that you can preach, you can heal, or you can chase out demons, all of these things don't matter. They don't mean anything to God.
真正有价值是在这三个点上建造耶稣的身体。
What is valuable to God is that you build the body of Christ on these three principles.
好，我想这个是我要在这里讲的一个非常重要的今天晚上重点和下一个。
This is my main point tonight.
一章，十七。求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him.
你就会发现，在这句话里头，这是一个保罗的祷告。
This is a prayer from Paul.
他为以弗所的圣徒祷告。
He's praying for the saints of Ephesus.
他祷告什么呢？
And what is he praying for?
他说，让基督徒能够真知道耶稣是谁。
He wants the Christians there to have true knowledge of Him, of Christ Jesus.
一个人怎么能够真知道耶稣是谁呢？
How does one gain true knowledge of somebody?
他们说你们去神学院。
He didn't say to go to seminary.
他也没有说你们去读哪一本哪一本的书。
He didn't refer a book or two to them. No.
他说什么？
What did he say?
他向神祷告。神啊，
to God.
赐给这些基督徒有什么？智慧与启示的灵。
Pray to God to give them a spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
也就是说，我们讲的今天晚上讲的主题就是说，今天关于神自己的事情与教会的事情。
Tonight we're talking about things concerning God and concerning His church.
这不是人可以给我们答案。
It's again something not a man can answer for us.
只有从哪里得到？
Where do you get the answer for that?
从父得到。
From the Father.
从子得到。
The Son.
还有呢？
And now.
圣灵。
Also from the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，关于神最深处的奥秘
，things concerning the deepest mystery of God，
在宇宙中最大的奥秘就是三而一的神。
The deepest mystery of this universe is the Triune God。
这不是人能够用我们自己的智慧可以认识的。
It's not something we can try to understand with our intelligence。
同样，在三而一里面的神，他有一个奥秘是跟基督有关系，跟他的儿子的心腹有关系的。
And it is by the same token, there is a mystery within this triune God that has to do with the bride of the Son of God.
那这四个点，父、子、圣灵、教会，必须通过什么启示？
And these four things, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, the Church, all must be understood through revelation.
对，别无他。
There is no other way.
好，那我最后讲的点就是。凡是看见的人，他的生命必然产生彻底的改变。
And my last point is, everyone who has received this revelation, their life will be changed completely.
想一想，这个保罗的前身扫罗。
Think about Paul before he was Paul, when he was Saul.
扫罗是一个有宗教热情的人。
He was a man with religious fervor.
如果你打开加拉太书第一章，
you turn to Galatians.
下书吧。
Chapter 1.
你看到保罗自己说他自己当年没有信主的时候是怎么一回事？
This is Paul's own account of what he was like before he met Jesus.
他说，十三第一章十四节。
Verse 14.
十三节就行。你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会。
For you have heard of my former manner of life in Judaism, how I used to persecute the church of God beyond measure and try to destroy it.
我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。
And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my countrymen, being more extremely zealous for my ancestral tradition.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来的，又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他的儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中。
When God, who has set me apart even from my mother's womb, and called me through His grace, was pleased to reveal His Son in me, so that I might preach Him among the Gentiles.
所以这里有一段很短，他的自我介绍。
It's a quick self-introduction of Paul's life.
他以前是什么样一个人？
What was he like before?
是为着他祖宗的什么遗传。
He worked for the ancestral traditions of his fathers.
你到别的书信里面去看，腓立比书他就会讲到他自己以前干嘛。
In Philippians, there's more detail about what he did before.
他是在当代最有名的神学院里面毕业，就是加玛列的门下受教。
He was a student of Gamaliel, who was a great teacher of Judaism at the time.
他是 the rabbi， 他是最大的最大的那个拉比。
Gamaliel was the lead rabbi at the time.
那么在他的门下受教，而且是第一名。
He was the number one student of Gamaliel.
他熟悉整个的旧约圣经。
And he was very knowledgeable of the Old Testament.
他有犹太人最正宗的教育。
He has the very traditional education for a Jewish person.
然后他又是在大树长大，大树是在土耳其的地方。
He grew up in Tarsus, which is today's Turkey.
那么就是受到最好的希腊的教育。
He was also educated in Greek.
然后他自己又是罗马籍的人。
And he himself was a Roman citizen.
所以他这个人身上包含了三个世界的综合。
So he has the best of the three different countries.
又是罗马籍的人。
A Roman citizen.
又是哈佛毕业的。
Educated.
又是
best education.
啊，对不对？得到最好的希腊教育，也得到最好的希伯来教育。
In Greek and in Hebrew.
所以他是一个拥抱，是这个世界的文化、宗教。是青年的才俊。
He is a young prodigy, and he embraced all the knowledge of the world.
而且他有最高的情操，就是宗教的情操。
And he was religiously zealous.
他说我是法利赛人中的法利赛。
He called himself the Pharisee of Pharisees.
就是律法说，我毫无可指。
As to the law, there is no rebuke in him.
他有这样的夸口。
He can boast like that.
然后他为他的祖宗的神大发热心。
And he was very zealous for the God of his ancestors.
然后他就去抓基督徒。
And he persecuted Christians.
逼迫他们，甚至到死地。
He persecuted them to the point of death.
他为什么这样做？
Why did he do all those things?
三个字的中文叫替天行道。
He was working for God.
真是 work for God. 是个青年人。为上帝大大发热心。
He was a young man full of zeal for God.
但是，有这么好的神学知识，有这么好的世界的背景。
Even with all the education in religion and all the knowledge in the world.
可是，他所做所行，以为是侍奉神，但是实际上是逼迫神。
What he did, he thought was serving God and working for God.In fact, he was actually persecuting God's people.
有一天在大马色的路上。
One day on his way to Damascus.
神的光把他打到地上。
A great light struck him to the ground.
你会发现有一个人讲话向他提出抗议。
And a voice spoke to him.
说什么？扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
He said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
这是他做梦都没想。
This is something that Paul had never dreamed about in his life.
他是去抓名不见经传的各城里面这些小基督徒。
He's persecuting these Christians in these different towns. They're not famous people.
对，可是居然现在有人从天上跟他讲话，你为什么逼迫我？
But a voice from heaven says to him, "Why do you persecute me?"
所以他马上就说：“主啊，你是谁？”
So immediately he realized what who he's dealing with, and he said, "Lord." He's indeed smart. He didn't know who this voice is, and he called him Lord.
也就是说，在他心里面知道现在碰到高手。
In his heart, he knew he had met.
他一生无敌手。
Never met his match before.
现在终于有一个人他要称他为主。
Now this voice, he knows.
但他不知道他是谁。
But he doesn't know who this Lord is.
你是谁？
Who are you, Lord?
那个声音就说。
And the voice said.
我就是。你所逼迫的耶稣。
I am the Jesus whom you persecute.
看到没有？他做梦都不想，他不想那些他，这叫钻到地里头去。
I think he must really wanted to find a hole in the ground and hide in it.
我抓错人了。
He all of a sudden realized he's chasing after the wrong people.
对不对？所以那天起，他就180度改变。
From that day on, there is a complete turnaround in Paul's life.
他就被那位耶稣送到城里面去，他就看到另外一项 有一个叫做叫什么？亚拿尼亚来给他按手祷告。
He went into town and a brother named Ananias came and laid hand on him.
亚拿尼亚就出现这么一次。
This is the only appearance of this man named Ananias.
亚拿尼亚刚来到神面前后，我就带过一个人来。
Ananias would say to God one day, I only brought one person to the Lord.
那个人叫做扫罗。
That was Saul who was called Paul.
我想神就说够了。
I think God said that's good enough.
他又在这个名不见经传的小弟兄面前开始认识耶稣。
So Paul began to learn from the Lord when Ananias laid hand on him.
也开始侍奉真神。
And began his journey on serving the true God.
因为他到底要做什么？因为他在大马士路上问过一个问题，耶稣没有回答他，你要我做什么？
He also asked this question to Jesus, what do you want me to do? But Jesus didn't answer him that. He just told him to go into town and somebody will tell him. So this is when Paul began learning who Jesus is and what the church is. He never went back to what he was before.
他自己说见证，从前我认为有益处，如今我都因着基督当作有损。
His own testimony is that all the things that I thought were good for me before, I count them as rubbish now.
我以认识基督为重。
I count knowing Christ as precious.
所以我在举这个例子，就是说，任何一个人只要被耶稣的启示摸到。
I'm using Paul as an analogy to tell you that any person is touched by the Lord.
他的生命一定在发生。
There will be a turnabout in his life.
旧约里面这样的例子更多。
You see all kinds, this kind of examples in the Old Testament in a lot of places.
在亚乌乌尔的亚伯兰，后来变成亚伯拉罕。
Abram, when he left Ur, he followed the voice of God, he became Abraham.
他为什么改名？
Why did he change his name?
他遇见神。
Because he met God.
对不对？他离开了乌尔，他走一条神指示他的路。
He left Ur to go on the way that God wanted him to go.
所以他整个的生命改变。
His life has changed.
他的儿子也是如此。
他
的孙子也是如此。一路下来，你看，摩西是如此，约瑟是如此，每一个被神摸到的人，通通是改变。
And Moses was like that too. Those who are touched by God, their life changed.
新约里面，第一个耶稣呼召的就是彼得，以前他叫西门。耶稣碰见他碰见耶稣，耶稣改他的名字，你不要叫他西门，他叫彼得。
The first person Jesus called in the New Testament was Peter. He was called Simon, but Jesus gave him the name Peter.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
西门是普通的名字。
Simon is his name, is an ordinary name.
是世界上一个无名小卒。
Is his family name.
是这个加利利海边的一个小渔夫而已。
He was a fisherman by the Sea of Galilee.
但耶稣不说话。
But when Jesus called him,
他就在他的跟随主的这条路上，从一个凡夫俗子的小渔夫，耶稣把他变成。一个石头，一块活石。
Jesus turned him from an ordinary fisherman by the Sea of Galilee to a disciple, an apostle, a rock.
所以，你不管怎么样去看在圣经里面，从旧约一直看到新约，你发现一个共同的现象，就是凡是得到启示的人，生命绝对改变。
So if you look at the people's lives in the Old Testament and New Testament, you'll see this commonality is that when they met Jesus, when they had that revelation.Their lives changed. So, for all of you who are seated here today, I don't know how many years you have been a Christian. Some of you could be new Christians, maybe 6 months or so. Some may have been Christians for 40, 50 plus years. But I will just ask you this very basic question.
你有启示吗
？Do you have revelation？
那你说我有啊，不然我怎么会成为变成基督徒呢
？He said, "Of course I do, otherwise I wouldn't be a Christian."
是，感谢主，你有启示，你变成基督徒。
It's true, it's thank the Lord that you have this revelation.
但是我紧接着问一个问题。
But my next question is，
你说你有启示，感谢主，但是你生命有改变吗
？Thank the Lord that you have a revelation, but has your life changed？
因为所有有启示的人，生命一定改变。
All who has received his revelation? What had a change in his life?
价值观改变.
Their value system changed.
人生的方向改变.
The life direction changed.
以前在这个世界里面大捞特捞的人.
Those who have pursued the world in the past.
但是今天撇下这一切, 要得着基督.
Today they're willing to give up all in order to receive Jesus.
所以, 信耶稣不是口头里讲的东西.
So being a Christian is not just a slogan.
信耶稣是真实生命改变的问题.
Being a Christian, believing in Jesus is a life-changing process.
否则我们如果没有这个生命的改变,
Without a change in your life,
谈不上这次的主题建立基督的身体.
If you can't even begin to discuss the topic of this retreat, which is building the body of Christ.
因为神耶稣要建立的这个身体是叫做新人.
Because this body that Jesus will build is called a new man.
对，不是那个老人，那个旧人.
Not the old man.
不要,
old self.
是一个新人，是完全跟这个世界不一样的人。
A man that is different than the world.
他不在属地，是属天的。
It's not earthly, but it's heavenly.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我不管你今天年纪轻年纪老，
Regardless of your age, as you sit here today,
都没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
重点在这个地方。
The important thing is,
我们要在主面前祷告。
We need to go before the Lord.
求神，就是那赐人智慧与启示的圣灵。
To ask God, the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
把神自己把他的教会启示给我们。
That he will reveal God and his church to us.
叫我们的生命有意义。
That we will have meaning in our life.
叫我们的侍奉有内容。
That we will have content in our service.
因为神今天所做的工,
Because the work of God today,
七七八八的小工，他做的是大工。
It's just that one great work.
只有一个工。
That one great work.
就是我们这次的主题。
That is the topic of our retreat.
我们一起说。
Let's say it together.
建立基督的身体。
Building the body of Christ.
这叫做神工。
This is the work of God.
从基督的话。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为我们是什么人？
Because who are we?
我们本来在这个世界。 是死在罪恶过犯中自私自利的人。
We were a selfish people who should die in sin and death.
我们跟世界上任何人都是一样的。
We are the same as anybody in this world.
但是神啊，奇妙的主啊，感谢赞美。
But God, our miraculous God, we thank you so much.
不是我们先爱你，是你先爱上我。
It's not that we loved you first, but you loved us.
也不是我们拣选了你，你告诉我们，是你拣选了我们。
It's not that we chose you, but you've chosen us first.
是你自己乐意把你的儿子启示在我们的心里。
It is you who revealed to us your son.
今天我们成了基督徒，成为神的儿女， 这不是我们的功劳，乃是神你自己奇妙的作为。
Today we become Christians, we're called children of God. It's not by our own works, but it's by your wonderful work.
是你奇妙的拣选。
It is your wonderful selection.
你最大的恩典。
It is your wonderful grace.
感谢你，赞美。
We thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们在这里聚集的时候，
Lord, as we gather,
我们相信有你自己的呼召，有你自己的拣选。
We trust that it is you who have called us and chose us to be together.
像我们弟兄的祷告， 我们不敢把这个聚会看为平常。
As a brother prayed earlier, we do not want to take this time for granted.
因为你在这里要遇见我们。
Because you want to meet us here.
你要把天上的启示来放在我们的心里。
You want to place a heavenly revelation in our hearts.
叫我们的生命有意义。
To give meaning to our lives.
叫我们的侍奉有内容。
To give content to our service.
叫我们的道路能够清清楚楚。
So that we may see clearly where our path is.
因为你回来的日子就在眼前了。
Because the day of your return is near.
看到周围所发生的许许多多的事情，
We see the things happening around us in the world.
不管天灾，
Whether it be disasters,
不管人祸，
Or conflicts among men,
不管是 financial tsunami,
Whether it was financial tsunami,
或者 Gulf 这个油的泛滥污染，
Or the oil spill,
或者任何在这我们周遭所看见的这一切的事情，
Well, all these things that are happening around us.
哇，不但世人是在极大的痛苦里头。
Not only is this world in agony.
今天很多的基督徒也是在同样的捆绑中。
Many of the Christians today are still under bondage.
哇，你知道我们心中真是常常被这些外面的事情搅扰。
Lord, you know that our hearts are often distracted by the things around us.
主，其实你在那里提醒我们。
You're just reminding us through these things.
你让这些阵痛临到这个世界，也临到我们每个基督徒的身上。
You allow these birth pains to reach this world and in our lives.
因为你告诉我们，你来的日子很近。
Because you told us the day of your return is near.
你要基督徒预备好。
You want your people to be prepared.
你要你的教会，你的身体长大成人，满有基督的身量。
You want your church.Your body to be mature to the stature of Christ.
这次你把我们带到山上来，要我们来思想